To stop the agency from running an annual deficit, MARTA CEO Keith Parker wants to privatize some operations, cut employee benefits, and raise fares 25 cents by 2016. He's also vowing to partly restore some bus and rail service down the line. David Emery of Citizens for Progressive Transit says despite the fare hike, Parker's budget plan is encouraging.
We will be paying higher fares before we see new service under this budget, so that could be a concern, but still I think we're headed in a better direction than we were a year or two ago, where we were seeing continual service cuts with no new service and continual fare hikes.
Ashley Robbins of Georgians for Better Transit agrees, saying most rider complaints have to do with the lack of frequency of trains and buses.
If we end up with another fare increase that doesn't have service, I think you'll continue to see ridership drop. But if we are able to expand service with a minimal fare increase, I think it will in turn be good for the system.
However, Robbins is concerned privatizing operations could lead to a disconnect between MARTA and its customers.
Will those people be local? Will they not be local? And how will they interact with upper management at MARTA when they receive customer complaints? How will that be brought then into the agency?
Robbins also worries the proposed cuts to employee benefits could lead to contentious contract negotiations this summer with MARTA's union. Public hearings on the budget take place next month. Ultimately, MARTA's board must approve the plan. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.